This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. If you're just not joining us, you've missed quite a bit. Very important guest, Pastor Nicholas Wright of the Covenant Love Christian Center outside of Dallas-Fort Worth area. He preaches your station, who you are, most importantly. Secondly, what does the foundation of our country mean? What does freedom mean? What does liberty mean? What does the Federal Reserve Act mean? What does trading with the enemies act mean? You mentioned a few of those. Before we go on, Pastor, in 1933, by executive order, not by law, by executive order, the president basically said, not basically, he did say, Americans, turn in all your gold. And as part of that, trading with the enemy, and it's pretty complicated, and that's a whole nother show in and of itself. We've had Kelby on, we've talked about this, we'll probably have him on again. But Pastor, talk about that a little bit, that all Americans, the Republic, Americans loyal to the Republic, became enemy of this new bankrupt corporate state. It's pretty complicated.
It is. You know, the thing that I thought was really interesting about it was that, of course, when it was initiated in 1917, it was meant to include, you know, everyone except citizens of the United States. And it got perverted to where we were the ones who were included in it on our own land. And I thought, you know, I was really, really interested in, you know, it's like you said, it is another show, but, you know, how they changed the portion of it and made it apply to all of the citizens of the United States, so to speak. And then, of course, that's something that not many people know about, but I think that's something that's important. And, you know, you brought it up. To me, one of the things that has to happen in our country for some things to change or for people to, for us to grasp our freedom in these areas is that we're going to have to be, someone's going to have to help educate people on all these things that are hidden from most of the people. And so that means they've got to be brought to light. And I truly believe that when people really start seeing what has been going on and start understanding the truth, that that's what's going to, I don't know whether it causes a revival, a riot, or a combination of the two, but, you know, truth has to get out. If it gets out and people start, wait, this is what's really been going on. And, of course, Satan's afraid of that. The people that he's been using to cover things up are afraid of that because of what truth will do. And when people do recognize what the truth is, it's going to be a whole other ball game. But the problem is...
Well, I'm going to put you...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pastor. I didn't mean... Go ahead. You go ahead. I didn't mean to cut
you
off.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, the issue is bringing people to that point where truth can be heard, received, and accepted. And you asked me earlier about how, you know, our congregation receives some of these things. And when we first started putting them out, it was like people were thinking, no, it really can't be. No, that really can't be that way. No. But they kept looking and doing their own searching and studying. And many of them, you know, they started to turn and say, you know what? This is amazing. But I mean, it's true, but I still can't believe that people would do each other like that. But
for everybody listening, this broadcast is extremely important, and it's because of Pastor Wright's passion and what he's done. He has created a blueprint to restore what America is, what America was, and to put us back. Really, it's restoring our position, putting the crown, taking the crown that God placed on man's head that has been stolen from us, ripped from us, or that we gave to people, we gave to government, taking it back. This is the blueprint, and being able to take this broadcast and share the link, Catherine, make sure that we put this out in a special email so people have this link just about this, that we can put this out, people can email it. Pastors need to hear this. If we do not win this information battle, this conviction battle, we will lose every other battle. That's, I believe that firmly. I'm going to put you on the spot a little, Pastor, because you said, we haven't talked about this before, but you brought, you know, things have to change. Off the top of your head, give me one or two or maybe even three things. What are three things that Christians or just Americans need to realize that has happened to really make, you believe, make them wake up and make them snap out of this spell?
One thing that I believe needs, people need to hear or understand is the District of Columbia Act of 1871. That's one thing I think is very, very important. I believe
discuss
we
that. Talk about that a little bit. What is that? What is that? Why is that important?
Because it would be the thing that would help, I believe, would help people understand more than anything else that there are two jurisdictions that are on our land, that there's something that's called the United States of America, which is our country, but then there's a, which is a corporation that really has nothing to do with our country per se, but it's something that was set up by other folks to, I don't know if you want to call it a shadow, whatever, but it's not the real America. And so I think if
people
understood.
Okay, that's one. What's another one?
Okay, what happened in 1933, when we, you know, when President Roosevelt came into office and the things that happened all around those meetings that they had in 1933 and 34 that basically took away the gold, really set up another financial system, and then basically enslaved people and made the people be responsible for the debt of the United States. Very, very important. That's what we all are operating under now, and all of the things that we have been accustomed to doing in life, you know, we think that they're just the norm, you know, the way we bank, the way we register stuff, the way that we just carry on everyday business, our children at school, birth certificates, social security numbers, and all that kind of stuff. We just think it's a, you know, a normal way of life that we're supposed to live, and we don't know where all that stuff came from. So I think if people knew where that, those things originated that we're dealing with every day, it would make a difference in the way that folks look at things. The third thing I was going to say, and this is important, especially for the church, we have to understand our spiritual authority and the fact that we are dealing with a warfare that it has all of the, all of everything that was going on is represented by what's going on in the natural that we can see with our eyes, but it's a spiritual warfare. And we can have all of these facts that we're talking about and know them, but if we don't understand that we have to take dominion over Satan, who's the instigator of these things, then we're just going to be like boxing against the air because we're not going to be hitting our enemy right in the mouth. We're going to be hitting all around him, but we got to go to the source of the issue. And the source of the issue are not the people that he's that are doing these things and that have perverted justice, but is the enemy who's behind them, which is, it's a spiritual thing. And so we have to understand how to take authority spiritually over the one who's causing these things.
I don't take this the wrong way, Pat. That is fantastic. Don't take this the wrong way, and I mean this in a very positive way. I'm very glad that you are a black man, and I mean that because we have. Do you know what I'm saying? Because we have seen black and white divided so much, and the black community, because of, you know, rightly so in many cases. They've isolated themselves or see that anything that comes from a white man is now some kind of trick because they feel like they've been tricked, whatever. But yeah. To have a black man, a preacher, a man of God in your station, you're able to knock down these walls. And if you line up 10 people, 5 white people, 5 black people, and you ask the 5 white people about generally, I'm generalizing here, but I think I'm accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You ask the 5 white people about the government and do you trust it and whatever, and you're going to get a general positive response. You ask the 5 black people, And they're going to say, no, we don't trust what? No, we don't trust the government. No, we don't blame at all. No, we don't trust them. They already feel that inherent distrust, whether misplaced or not. They're already awake to things that they don't even realize how powerful that is. Now, it's being twisted and used and almost used to put them in a box of hate, but you're coming along with this message, and the man you are, with the truth and the knowledge you are, you're taking that distrust and adding truth to it and multiplying it and using it to free them. It's magnificent.
Well, freedom is for all of us, and I didn't get to say on the last segment was that at the end of that other message that I mentioned preaching last year, there was a song and it was the Holy Spirit that brought it to my mind. It was by Stevie Wonder, did it back in the 1970s. It was on a album that he did titled "Songs in the Key of Life." And the title of the song is Black Man. But what he did in that song was that he took all of the different people from the different races that were responsible for building America and made a song out of it and said how important the white man was, the black man was, the yellow man was, how important the brown man was, how important everybody was in building this country. And so I said, this is something that needs to be brought to light as well. Everybody has a part to play.
That's a powerful message. I've thought for some time, and I've said this over and over, I have begged listeners of the show, anybody I can talk to, I've begged them to put a copy of the Bill of Rights on their refrigerator or someplace prominent where their family can see it or people that come over. Because to me, you know, you talk about unity, and I hear, well, the country's not unified. It's more divided than ever and what have you. Well, okay, let's assume that that's true. Then what in the world's going to unite them? To me, the only thing powerful enough to unite them is the power of freedom. And we already have the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence, I think the basic premise of them, I don't know of anybody who loves their family, anybody who cares about their children and their future and all that and their life and they want to live, I don't know anybody who cares about those things who can, at its core, disagree with the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights. Religious, non-religious, whatever. What do you think, Pastor?
Well, I hear you, but then again, and I agree with you. And I've tried to take it a step. I hear the music, so want to hit that.
Yeah, I want to hear your response. Yeah, absolutely. Let's hear your wisdom on the other side of this. And then I already mentioned it, but we're going to ask you about Romans 13, because I think that's been used to neutralize pastors and why pastors have been neutralized. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Nicholas Wright, Covenant Love Christian Center. Wow. The Power Hour.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR Now at NutriMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line, 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Nicholas Wright's hand. I've got to meet him. Pastor, I don't know when we're going to do it. I'm going to put it in my mind. Let's make sure this happens. The science, you know, for a long time was being shoved down our throat as a way to disprove the Bible, disprove God with evolution, what have you. Real science, quantum science, everything that is coming out of tier one science, everything that is coming out of tier one science is now proving that no, that actually evolution is basically nonsense, baseless, the core principles of it are baseless, and that the concepts of the Bible, of an overarching consciousness, of God's spirit through all, of the power within us that has been given to us, and they're all part of a collective consciousness and collective experience by an overarching energy or whatever you want to call it, that's all being proven every day. Science is proving that, and yet our schools are still teaching this other archaic, destructive thing. Anyway, we'll move on. Talking to Pastor Nicholas Wright at the Covenant Love Christian Center. Pastor, we were talking about unification, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. I think that's one of the only unifying things that we can find, really, that everybody can agree on, and you wanted to take it a little further. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. Especially when if we're dealing with all of these different people, different backgrounds, different beliefs, different religions and all that, then the Bill of Rights is something. And I think it's that principle that you bring up there, it will become more and more important as more and more men and women on this land see that we've been enslaved in a totally different manner than most people would look at slavery. And my prayer would be that, you know, it wouldn't take crazy things happening and, you know, people being set up to be put in jail, camps, whatever, you know, it wouldn't take that before people would wake up, that they could rally around what's right before things like that happen. And so I agree with you there. And took it to the spiritual side of it totally and completely, and of course a person is going to have to embrace the scriptures, the word of God as we call it, to flow with this because it's there. And when God, man is the pinnacle of God's creation. The angels are not the pinnacle of his creation. The animal kingdom, you know, is not the birds, the bugs, all that. Man is the pinnacle of God's creation because we were created to have fellowship with him, to have what he has. He said, I created you for my glory. In other words, to be a recipient of everything that he has. So we're the pinnacle. And right in the Garden of Eden, all through the Bible, Satan has challenged that. And this is the challenge that he presents before men every day. That's why we have the issues that we have. Men and women in their insecurity, what they want to do is enslave other people, compete with them to make themselves feel better and feel like they're something. But if a person can see through themselves through God's eyes and realize, hey, wait a minute, I am the pinnacle of God's creation. That means I already am somebody. So if I already am somebody, I don't have to step on someone else to try and make myself feel like I'm somebody. What I'll do is I'll find out from God what my place is, and then I want to play my part and do it the way God made for me to do it, and I don't have to compete with anybody else. If I know who I am, I don't have to compete with Daniel Brinkman. Daniel Brinkman knows who he is. He doesn't have to compete with Nicholas Wright. We don't have to compete with each other because we all have a part to play, and we know who God has made us to be. And so if we can get people to understand how special and how unique they are, and that they are loved of the Father, and that there's been something given to them that no one else has, and that image of them comes up inside of them, and they realize that, it's like, it'll be another ball game, Daniel. People will stop the competition that we have. We'll realize that in this earth, there is God made more than enough for everybody to have more than enough, and we won't have to be trying to take from other people just to make ourselves feel good, or like we, you know, we will have something. We won't have to oppress other people to feel like we have power. You know, you take that power and exercise it on those spirits of darkness that are messing men's lives up. That's what God meant for us to do. And then to control our environment and to make sure that in our self-government that we live like God and that we help other people to come up to that level.
Wow, that's powerful. And you talked about insecurity. Isn't that what Lucifer's plan is? Insecurity. He wants the glory for himself. We turn us into beasts so that divinity is tamped down within us and that we worship him. And that's what these globalists want. Are we a beast? Are we endowed by God? I mean, which one? Are we a beast, a human beast, or are we endowed, created in the image of God? Which one is it? All religion says one, and really science is now saying that. One of the most powerful things I ever heard about this that went with this is that God loved us so much that he became us.
Yeah.
He was so enthralled and so in love with us that he became us. What does that say about you? I hope that enlivens you. We'll be right back with Pastor Wright. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
Today during the daily White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders was asked about the progress on things moving forward with the summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
I feel like things are continuing to move forward and good progress has been made, and we're continuing to prepare for the president's summit. I can tell you the president has been receiving daily briefings on North Korea from his national security team.
President Trump is still hearing it from both sides of the aisle regarding the tariffs that were put on countries such as Canada and Mexico. Representative Bill Huizinga has one thing we need to remember regarding tariffs.
You also need to know what is your target, right? And China, I think, is really the commonly accepted target, not our allies in Canada and other places. A deal is to be made there. NAFTA, for example, should be looked at.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pastor has really identified something. A lot of people in power, I don't know, most, especially the highest levels in American politics, certainly, they're not like you and I. They're not like you sitting at home, mom and pop, worried about your family, whatever. They're not like you. They have a weird sense of need to aggrandize themselves by belittling others, by taking your power, by taking your authority that God has given you to themselves. It's Luciferian at its heart. It's narcissistic and Luciferian at its heart. But that's why when you explain some of these things, you know, I used to talk to my family about, you know, 9/11 or vaccines. You know, it's like, why would the government do that? Why would they do it? Well, it's not the government. It's people within the government who want to take your power. They want power. Jesus on top of the temple looking out at all the kingdoms of the world and Satan offering it to the whole thing to them. And Jesus turning away and saying no and turning this down. Well, they take the bait and say, yes, yeah, I want that. And so to do that by natural selection, they're going to have to rule over you. by natural selection, that's how they justify it. That humanity is going to spill out anyway. It'll never fall. It's a fallen situation. Fallen man is fallen. God is messed up here. Should have never given man these choices and this power. It's going to fall. We have to organize its collapse. And I'm going to rule over it because I'm smarter by natural selection. That's what they're saying. And the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, stands there in complete opposition that our Creator endowed us with that crown, the chaos involved in it, the beauty, the love, the hate, the death, the life. It all gave it to us for an experience so that we can choose and overcome Him. And He loved His creation so much that He became us. And who are we? And the Constitution then is designed. This is the greatness of it, ladies and gentlemen. The greatness. The Constitution is designed as a floor for you to stand on, and all of government, all the world sits below the Constitution. You stand above it, on it, on top of it, at your rightful place next to the Creator. And then people within the government want to usurp the Constitution, usurp who you are. That's the key to it all. The Declaration of Independence is who are you? That is the linchpin. They start to unweave that fabric, and then you start to drop. And then the government starts to now flip-flop, and they take your power and take your place, and now they stand next to God, and now they want to take God's throne like Lucifer and put themselves upon it with their crown where you should rightfully be and really usurp you and God in the whole thing and creation. That's what this is about. And if we don't get convicted about something here soon, then they're going to run, and the result is going to be a clash of ideas and a clash of decency with the most horrific concepts and ideas and destruction you can ever imagine. And the result, win, lose, or draw for us, for our side, is going to be such sorrow, such pain, and such destruction. Like Pastor Wright, I don't want that to happen. That doesn't have to happen. And we can do something else here. Pastor, maybe a comment on that before I go to Romans 13.
Well, I was going to take that and dive on into Romans 13.
Let's do it.
Interesting. Yeah, because I this thing with authority is very interesting. And everything that I do my best to not give my opinion, but to go to the Word and to see what it's saying, and then let people deal with God's quote-unquote opinion. And when I look through the Bible and I see authority, the first thing I see is Him in the Garden of Eden. And man was made in the image and likeness of God, but he was given one thing just to leave alone. God said, you can have whatever you want. Do whatever you want. You have whatever you want. All that stuff is yours, but just leave one tree alone. You know, that's my tree. You know, and man was supposed to govern himself and follow God's principles of living. And period, that'd been all right. But of course, it didn't happen that way. But after man's fall, we see God working to get his way back into man's life and bring back man to where he was fallen from. So we see Abraham, we see Moses, we see what he did with Moses, and what he did with Moses is not just gave him something where they had to slay animals, but he gave them principles of life in which they were supposed to understand how man is to relate to God and how man is to relate to man. And in the midst of that, and all down through history, we find authority. And when we look at all of the different ways that God relates his authority and spiritual authority to man, we find out that men in authority really are supposed to be representatives of God and supportive of what he has already written for man to live by. They're not supposed to come up with things for themselves and to promote themselves or to take advantage of other men to make themselves richer or better or more powerful. No, they're supposed to be representatives of God, just like he talked about men being gods in Psalm 82 when he talked about Moses and those who were given to rule with him. They were to be overseers of God's word and law to man. And then when we get to Romans 13, and I'm really condensing this, when we get to Romans 13, we find, you know, this scripture gives a lot of people challenges, because some feel that they should obey the government no matter what the government does or says. But we find it different in the Word. We find in Acts, you know, the apostles said, you know, we ought to obey God rather than man. And so when man comes up with things that are contrary to God, that's where that obedience and adherence to stops. Because men weren't made to obey man at the expense of obeying God. That's not what that's telling us to do. But civil authority, if there is going to be, and because we're always going to have people that are not going to do what's right. And so what authority was meant to do, number one, is to be an example of God. And then number two was to be supportive of what God made for man to live by. If I, and even as a pastor, spiritual authority, so to speak, really is supposed to be an example to people of what someone obedient to God is living like. And then number two is to make a transfer to the people of what God is saying, so that we all are on the same plane. And that's the way it's supposed to be in government, really. When we look at what was set up in our government, it's nothing different. You know, the government was supposed to make sure that the God-given rights that we had were not violated by anybody else. And they weren't supposed to come up with anything that, you know, made them look good or gave them a right to take advantage of the people.
You know, one of the most famous, well, the most famous line of the Declaration of Independence is, we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right after that, almost immediately after that, not so famous line, but almost just as important, it says, and governments are instituted among men to protect these rights.
That's right.
The whole purpose of government, there is no other purpose than to hold you in your position and protect your endowment from your Creator. That's law in America. That's not my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. Just go read the document. That's law in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. What's this deal with
the Bible?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, when we look at the Bible, then we see that men that sit in those seats are not just supposed to protect those rights, but they're supposed to live the same way, so that everybody can see that they are doing what God would do if he were in their stead.
This is all so ironic, because the Bible, to me, almost from beginning to end, has been one continuous story of conflict between a man of God and somebody in a government. I mean, almost since the beginning of the freaking book, it's some kind of conflict between, and these churches want to use it to now say, oh no, whatever the government says, that's what God wants you to do. Really? I guess all the people in the Bible were doing wrong then and sinning, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's a lack of understanding.
Have you talked to any other pastors about this? That's kind of interesting to me. Catching on?
There are a couple or a few. Hasn't been a whole lot in detail. I will, you know, sprinkle some things out there sometimes, and you know, may not come back. But you know, like I said, there are a couple of guys that I know of that, you know, one in particular that I've talked some with. So we're working. Yeah, we're working.
Well, yeah, I mean, it didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to turn overnight either. I mean, we got to be diligent now, but we got about 30 seconds before the break. Do you feel hope? Do you feel like we can turn this around in hearts? Enough people's hearts can turn around. Do you feel that?
I believe that, because I believe the Word of God. And so no matter what it looks like, you know, to the natural eye, I believe what God said. We win.
Very good. Very good. Well, we got one last segment with Pastor Wright. Pastor Wright, Covenant Love Christian Center there in outside of Dallas. Please support him. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last segment with Pastor Nicholas Wright. It's been a pleasure, and I hope that you can feel the power of his words. I mean, many of you are religious, do go to church or read the Bible or stay home or have some Christian belief or even Jewish belief. Many of you don't who listen, and that's fine. No matter what you believe, can we believe in freedom? And I'm trying to point out to all of you that this concept of freedom that was born in America was born of a Christian slant. And whether you agree with what the churches are doing, nobody agrees with all the things that that's been done in the name of the Bible. Nobody agrees with that. But in America, the freedom that was born, the liberty that was born, the liberty that was codified, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, it came from a religious place. It came from the Bible. And that spirit gives people a moral authority. And to reignite that, when you're reignited and you're convicted in that, and see, that's what a conviction is that you feel some commitment of a higher level, of a higher authority, than that you're convicted above the world. So if it doesn't come from something higher than the world, then it doesn't have the power to lift you up above the world. That is why what Pastor Wright is doing is exactly what the preachers in 1770s in America were doing. They were saying the government is sinning. God wants you with a crown on your head. God wants you to know who you are. I want you to look at in the 1770s, look at this Stamp Act. This is sin. They were saying this is sin. And that's what, today, that's what Pastor Wright is doing. That's why I'm so enthralled with what he has done and what he is doing and what we will do. This is the spirit, the power, the conviction that will renew America, and really nothing short of it will. So however you need to drum up this conviction about freedom, you need to get it right now. Last segment with you, Pastor. I have this discussion with my uncle quite often, and we're talking about turn the other cheek and this idea that in the Bible we need to, never mind that Jesus got a whip and turned over the money changers, but we need to turn the other cheek. And where it seems like that's been used against us to almost put up with anything and give away our convictions because, well, God wants us to just turn the other cheek and or what have you. What's your feeling there?
Well, a person just thinking naturally could never really wrap their understanding around that. When the last segment, I was thinking about the fact that when God is a servant by nature, which is hard on many people's minds, and this is why it's hard for people to have authority and to rule because they don't understand servanthood. When to be greatest in the kingdom means that you are served, you're serving, not being served. And so when someone approaches you to do you wrong, and as the scripture, the illustration that Jesus uses is that, someone hits you on one cheek, you turn the other. From what I see and understand there, he's giving you and I an opportunity to love and to serve. Now, most people would think that that's weakness, but it's not weakness. Love and giving and serving are the most powerful things in the universe because they represent who God is. Now, if people treat God that way, they smite him, and they want to curse him. But what he does, and later on in that same chapter, tells us that what he does is that he causes his rain and his sun to come on the just and the unjust alike. So when they speak evil of him, instead of him cursing them, he says, I'm going to bless you. And so what I see him sharing with us is that, listen, you need to be just like I am and not let anybody else, by what they do, define your identity. Be like I am, and you're going to be all right, because loving and giving is the most powerful thing in the whole universe. And there's nobody that, no matter how they treat God, they're not going to be able to take anything from him. He already knows who he is, knows what he has. And this is the mindset that we are supposed to have as God's people. We're in his family. So no matter what any man or woman tries to do to us, if we are living and walking and moving like God, that thing is not going to hurt us. And if they say, I want your coat, then you say, okay, you can have my cloak too, because I know where I got both the coat and the cloak from. I got it from my father. And so I'm not going to be without because I gave to you, or you took from me and I turned the other cheek and I gave before you could hit me. I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you.
What role does the school system have in this ignorance of our history and really leading us down this path of, I think, destruction, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. What role does public school have in this?
Well, public school should have been a blessing. I know in many ways it was when I was growing up. I grew up in the 60s before a lot of these things for me really hit hard. But God is always, he loves the children. And the reason that he loves the children, because they represent the next generation. And Satan hates the children because they represent the generations of God continuing. And what school should have been and should be is an extension of the home life. Because what we are called to teach our children in our homes, where God and how we're supposed to educate them, the school should be supportive of that and should be helping to enhance that and not teach children Luciferian doctrines. So if they're not playing their part, then we have to decide that our children are a God-given responsibility, and we have we're going to be held accountable for what they're taught. And so if the school is not teaching them right, then we need to make sure that they're in an environment where they're going to be taught what's right, they're going to get history that's right, they're going to get God that's right, and all these other things that have to do with, you know, life being lived the way that God meant for us to live. We're going to give account. People are going to give account for what happens to their children. It's no light matter. And the schools are going to give an account. Parents are going to give an account. Churches are going to give an account, but mainly parents. And in schools, because they have those children for most of the time.
Well, we think there's no religion. You know, that's what they sold us. Well, we'll have no religion taught in schools. And how there's nothing to be more foolish. They do teach religions called secular humanism. That's the religion that's being taught in these schools. I see so much positive, Pastor, and I am so enthralled with what you're doing, so thrilled. I just want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you. We got, you know, about 40 seconds or so. The rest of the time is yours. Thank you, my friend, and God bless you.
I would encourage Christian people to use their authority in prayer, and to, because many times we don't understand what God means when he meant authority. Well, his authority comes through his spoken word. And rather than destroying things with our words, we need to find out what God says. Speak it over our country. Speak it over our government. Speak it over our families. Speak it over our lives. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, wow. Amen. Freedom is our religion in this country. And that's freedom is the kingdom of God. They're the same thing. You see how they're connected? Thank you, everybody, for a great, great day today. I hope you enjoyed it much. I hope you take this to heart, and I hope you share it, please. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Till next time, Dane Wigington tomorrow.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.